So I think that's it with part D.
Good, I think so.
Go on to E. Okay, E is the provisions that relate to DEP. And as I said at the, you know, at the hearing, while we have taken out the provision on the RFP, we do feel that we need to get our house in order, our permitting house in order, because there's, you know, we could, a developer could come to the state tomorrow. And while I think that it's highly unlikely that this would happen without an RFP, we still feel strongly we need to get, you know, our permitting structure clarified in our house in order. So that's part E is the DEP provisions. On our handout of amendments, what the first sections E1, 2, 3, and 5 do is clarify that what you did last session in setting up the general permit for the test sites, that the same permitting, the same provisions apply to those general permits as apply to onshore wind. So the direct track to DEP, with appeal to the BEP, with the time limits, with the, going to BEP for appeal, and then to the law court directly. But that applies to the general permit that you established last year. So those are the first few. That came up recently that it needed clarification. We all assumed it did, but apparently the Attorney General's office advised us to make it clearer. So that's what those do.
Representative Fletcher.
If you could, Beth, just walk me through that. You know, we changed the law last year for the expedited permit areas, correct?
No, last year, two or three years ago, you did the onshore wind.
It all blends together.
Yeah, the onshore wind task force came up with the streamlined permitting.
Okay. I guess I need to understand, is this going to be a streamlined permitting process equivalent to the land base, or is this going to be something other than that?
This process is the task force recommend that the same process that applies to onshore wind should apply to offshore wind.
But there are no designated, identified areas. It's theoretically everything, correct?
It's everything in. Yes.
I think we might be blending a couple issues together. I mean, okay. These changes right here on E1, 1, 2, 3, and 5, they all refer to the. It gets confusing, I realize.
It's the general permit.
If you think the general permit you enacted last year just for test projects, which can only happen in three quite small spots, these amendments speak to what's the sort of administrative permitting process and appeal process for those general permits. That's what all these amendments talk about.
Okay.
But the bill itself.
The bill itself is different, but the amendments are.
No.
So I just want to make sure, do you want to talk about the bill or the amendments or both? Because they're.
Last year's bill or this year's?